Okay, our tape ended, and so we pretty much now pick up where we left off. But I want to maybe a little bit of a splicing here that doesn't completely follow, but we're still on the same topic. And Paulina, you wanted to bring us back to the relationship between Russian House Number One, the restaurant at the Russian River on Highway 1, just south of Jenner, that you are co-owner of, recently opened on this August 4th, 2015, your relationship to Fort Ross, your relationship to political matters, social matters, humanitarian concerns, spiritual concerns, that the Russian House Number One is not just a restaurant, but a place for thought. So go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. So we've been talking today about a little bit of Soviet history and my childhood and about how we came to Fort Ross. So all this comes united in this Russian house, where we want to show that modern Russians are as they are, actually. We share our best, our food, our knowledge, our news, our thoughts, the history. We love and we live, and you can come and see our home, basically.
Do you have a Russian beer or a wine?
We'll have a Russian beer, not yet. We have Russian soft drinks.
Okay.
But
we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So when Fort Ross is nice, it's a great historical heritage, but it's 200 years old. And what we saw in Fort Ross, it's actually the village traditions from 200 years old. It's very nice. It's beautiful. They were preserved here, especially so fine California. But what we present is modern Russia, modern Russian values, which are not that scary as sometimes being showed on American TV.
Being showed on American what?
TV and in news, yes.
Okay. And so you want to, you said when we took a break, both of you, you would like to talk about the Russian-Ukraine situation in regards to some of the thinking.
I'll give the word to the channel.
I just want to use this microphone to say that
Tatiana.
I see, and lots of people really, really sincere, see that the situation with Crimea, it's just historical justice. So what have happened that the Crimea became Russia now again? It's just fulfillment of historical justice.
This is your own?
Mine, yeah, and lots of people.
Citizens?
Russian citizens.
But not the official position?
Of U.S.
Of U.S.?
Of U.S.
Okay.
And, you know, in the, it looks like just U.S. people and U.S. government do not, or trying to not understand it, or...
You want to elaborate a little bit? Go a little bit with that.
Yeah, I can just say from a little child who've been get used to taking by my parents to the Crimea because.
And that's the Ukraine.
It became Ukraine by just a mistaken decision of Khrushchev. And it was Russia before that.
Yes. But when you use the term Crimea, explain. So for
Crimea is a peninsula of Black Sea. It's a small piece of land,
of the Black Sea, okay.
Which is very like California style. When I first been in California, it reminded me Crimea very much from my childhood. And we have not much places in sea in Russia, actually, North country. And being living in St. Petersburg, it was kind of very unique to go to the sea, you know, it's some kind of deal.
And that's the Crimean.
Crimea, it was a place where we've gone.
Mm.
And I've been in Crimea a couple of years before all this conflict happened, while it was still Ukraine. And I just felt like here, I felt the invitation from the land here. I felt the suffering of people who are Russian, in living in Crimea, which is majority of the people, and this is true, I felt the suffering being Ukraine.
Because and their nationality was taken away? Their roots? Their heritage? Why?
Lots of things. There was a kind of Russian palaces, Russian history, very much connected with these places. And it was not represented in a good way while it was Ukraine.
And what cultural heritage was Ukraine? How did it change? What is that?
It was just Ukrainian. Close. It was, you know, the Khrushchev decided like that. Oh, you are close to Ukraine. Just be Ukraine.
I see. So they became a different country.
Yeah. So it's not. It was the same Soviet Union. It wasn't any countries. You just imagine, the all borders was very artificial. There was no real borders. It was just in the mind or in the document. So nothing changes in the people, because it was the same country. But after the perestroika, when the Russia became split, Crimea suddenly became Ukraine, but it always, all this year, it was a Russia. So okay. It's just a historical mistake, nothing
I
more.
I understand. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. Okay, we're back. We took a quick break and talked about the Ukrainian... go ahead.
Crimea. Okay, we just share our ideas that, and we want to American people listen to it, that... Russian people, the people who live in Crimea, they really happy to become Russia again. The majority, at least majority.
And you're calling this area of
Crimea.
The Crimea, the people of the Crimean area.
Yeah, the people of Crimea, from our point of view, they're really happy. And this was their deep wish.
And because why? Because it's reunification with the motherland.
This is a reunification and reunification with the Russian culture. And it's also kind of historical justice.
So it is not, as you as they see it in Crimea, or as you see it as Russians, a takeover or a seizure of land. It is a reunification
right.
with the motherland, with the that the people of that area welcome.
Right.
That's what you're telling
true.
Me. And
right.
you that's Tatiana, and you would agree with that Polina?
Yes. Yes, I would absolutely agree that this area used to be Russia for the ages and from the Russian Empire, and it's a different unique region of the Black Sea, and people are happy to join Russia and to get investments and to be the Russian popular reserve mm-hmm. again.
And so often official positions of governments are very confusing to people, and often what we read is not always what is so. Of course, everything can be debated, but sometimes black is white and white is black in terms of official policies mm-hmm. that we hear, and also what the press may right.
Yes, that's what we want to represent, the human point of view to this, because it's not just the politics, Russia, U.S., but it's the families that live in Crimea and have their own opinion. That's
okay.
people.
Okay, so let us go back to a Russian house, number one, on the Russian River at the south of Jenner on Highway 1. This concept of what you're doing there, Russian house where you make quench your thirst in food, warmth, and communication, and I'm speaking to co-owners Polina and Tatiana. And a couple of things before we say goodbye, and we've said a lot here, quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Do you think you've spoken enough about the relationship to Fort Ross? But I want to add to it a little bit. What is Russian House number one's relationship to Fort Ross, Tatiana?
The Fort Ross have been playing a very big role in our decision to create Russian puzzles, mm-hmm. because first time when we came here, the hours of work it always finished, but they greet us very warm way and they speak Russian with us, and it was filled so hospitality place and so deep in the Russian level, and like a cemetery, and the gardens was very very. Full of Russian soul.
Was this part of the decision to take this
personally
house?
I feel the real my personal like kind of you know past life or personal connection with these places mm-hmm. so it's very touching place.
And what is the relationship to the Russian River? Why is that called the Russian River? You're right on it.
Yeah, because it was also part of the Russian settlement. So the Russian settlement was almost till the Russian River even farther, there was some settlement, and the previous name of Russian River is Slavyanka.
Okay, so and what does that mean?
This means the Slav women.
What does it mean?
Slav women, Slavyanik.
Oh, Slavyanik women. Yeah.
Women.
Yeah, and also a relationship to the Wallala Arts Center, and you know about the Global Harmony series, yeah. Encouraging global harmony by sharing cultures through the arts.
Yeah. Yeah, we make a friendship with David Sousa, and we like him very much.
Sure, and we hopefully we can combine in some definite areas. I want to say I'm very proud, and I like to say this rather than keep it a secret. I'm very proud to have been the founder of the Global Harmony series about 5 years ago, and Sousa has been so supportive, and Harmony is like, and many others at the Wallala Arts Center, and so what you're doing is part of that now is a Global Harmony series or Global Harmony of Wallala Arts Center, encouraging global harmony by sharing cultures through the arts. And whether we're both small organizations or not is irrelevant. It's all putting it in the cosmos, as you say, and the ripple effect that it can have, and you never know what we're going to come up with in a very dynamic way, or even either ways we're doing it. We've had many events at the Arts Center and around the Arts Center and on the grounds at the park that have been related to various countries and global harmony, encouraging global harmony by sharing cultures through the arts. And before we conclude, you have puzzles there of Russia, which you were proud to show me. And also I want to ask you about bread. The bread was wonderful. And if you have bread, to you has any significance. So let's first talk about bread, the beautiful bread that you serve. And bread has often been seen as a substance of togetherness, of sustenance, of Christ, and of sharing, and of just the from the earth.
Yes, bread is an important part of Russian cuisine. It's also the welcoming food. We would have the round bread to welcome our guests in ancient times. So we have a variety of bread in our restaurant and the bread drink, which calls kvass. So we...
The drink that I had?
Yes.
The KVOS, kvass. Yes, it's made from rye.
Rye and from rye bread.
And from rye bread. And what is in your bread? It was a beautiful... You always make the same bread?
Actually, this bread is bought from the local bakery we found. And it's very nice. It has rye, wheat, and some seeds.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever intend to make your own bread? Or you thought about it?
We think about it. But not now, but we'll probably have it.
And the tea ritual, and what do you call that in the front room?
The tea ritual. It's a samovar. It's an ancient Russian pot to make a tea, which has the coals inside, so it fires inside, water is around, and tea comes from it.
And that is traditional before there was electricity.
Absolutely,
to heat the tea in the fire.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, what do you call it?
We call it samovar.
And that is, what does it describe it?
It's a pot which has the space for the coal inside, and water surrounds this coal and the fire, and it has a chimney, so water gets hot, and we get the boiled water.
And what's it made of? It's very tall and beautiful on a table.
It's iron and copper.
Iron and copper, okay, because it's it's something to look at.
Yes.
And to see in action when it is. Where is the bread being made? What is the bakery?
The bakery is in Sebastopol.
Do you want to name it? Give them some credit?
I don't actually remember it.
Okay.
But it's a well-known
it's
bakery.
Nice,
in Sebastopol.
Nice. There is a famous bakery in Sebastopol. And the puzzles. So go ahead, Tatiana.
We are fans of puzzles in St. Petersburg, and we have a very big collection of puzzles. And we are... know all the Russian inventors and designers of the puzzles.
The Russian puzzles.
Russian puzzles. So we produce some of them. And
describe them.
Different wooden, metal.
But when you say puzzles, go a little bit further.
It's something like what you can have in your hands. And this is kind of riddle which you can think about.
And it has to do. I'll explain. It has to do with being able to do something that understood. Seems impossible,
yeah.
And then put it back together.
Yeah, put it back.
Okay,
the, yeah,
that's what we're calling puzzles.
One of the ideas of the puzzles, which I really like, is that the people who taken it, then first they say it's impossible to do, and then finally when they find a decision, it's very. They, I understand that what they think about impossible in general is really possible.
Okay, and that is the purpose of it. It has to do with liberation of freedom and dreams of being able to be fulfilled.
Yeah, that's
right. And what you think cannot be, can be.
Absolutely, yeah. Increasing the picture of the mind immediately.
And what if you can't do it, which some won't be able to solve? Then what does that tell us?
We usually have a scale of puzzles. So if you can't do some, we can give you more simple one and or more simple one in order to teach you how to work with the puzzles.
So go one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time. Usually there is some puzzle which you can definitely do.
Okay, and in conclusion, I'm going to have Paulina, read this, and we will say good night and let's call it a very deep interview. Read that to us because you wrote it.
Welcome to Russian House number one. Here you may quench your thirst in food, warmth, and communication. We are here for you. Food and water are the universe gifts. They are priceless, in fact. And in our house, it's not easy to find a price. Drink if you wish, eat if you wish, communicate and think us if you wish. And if you want, make us a gift. We'll be grateful.
And I'll read it now, too, so we hear both voices. A good day, dear traveler. Welcome to our Russian House number one. Here you may quench your thirst in food, warmth, and communication. We are here for you. Food and water are the universe's gifts. They are priceless, in fact. And in our house, it is not easy to find a price. Drink if you wish. Eat if you wish. Communicate and think with us if you wish. And if you want to make us a gift, we'll be grateful. That is what it costs. Thank you for coming and staying with us. And now Tatiana will read it to us. So we have all of our voices. It's a beautiful statement. And be sure to read it.
Over text?
Yes, please.
Good day, dear traveler. Welcome to our Russian House number one. Here you may quench your thirst in food, warmth, and communication. We are here for you. Food and water are the universe gifts. They are priceless, in fact, and in our house it's not easy to find a price. Drink if you wish, eat if you wish, communicate and think with us if you wish. And if you want to make us a gift, we'll be grateful. Thank you for coming and staying with us.
Beautiful. Paulina and Tatiana of Russian House number one in just south of Jenner on Highway 1 by the Russian River. Thanks for joining me on Coastal Interviews.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. It was a great opportunity to tell what to our community, our new neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you.